May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of your heart, all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O God. Amen. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not listen? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise, so the law becomes slack, and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. Unlike most prophets, who jump directly into oracles of judgment, Habakkuk is unique in that he begins with lament. A lament differs from a judgment oracle in important ways. In a judgment oracle, the prophet speaks on behalf of God to tell the people that God intends to judge their disobedience. But in a lament, the prophet, or frequently the psalmist, cries out in grief that challenges God to respond to why things are the way they are. How long, O Lord? How long? Habakkuk begins with a lament that recounts the violence, destruction, strife, contention, lawlessness, and injustice in Israel. Unarticulated but implied is the question, and what are you going to do about it, O God of the universe? The problem of theodicy stands in the background here, as it often does in laments. Why is there suffering in this world if God is all-loving, all-knowing, and all-powerful? Shouldn't an all-loving, all-knowing, and all-powerful God intervene to stop this? Habakkuk isn't just voicing his anguish to get it off his chest. This is no mere catharsis. At the end of his lament, he declares, I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what God will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. I imagine Habakkuk standing for hours on the city's walls, arms crossed. I'll just wait here until you answer me, God. And God does answer him, not with anger, who do you think you are, but with instruction and encouragement. Write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faithfulness. God has not forgotten Habakkuk and his people. God does see. God will bring justice. Eventually. In Habakkuk's day, the southern kingdom of Judah was ruled by the crooked king Jehoiakim. Another prophet, probably more familiar to you, Jeremiah, details this king's abuses more fully, and they include the usual crime that prophets decry: unjust economic systems that exploit the poor and vulnerable. King Jehoiakim is not open to prophetic correction. In fact, he drops Jeremiah's written prophecy into the fire, page by page, in a dramatic display of defiance. But in these opening chapters, Habakkuk isn't calling the king to repentance. He isn't saying, God has judged your crimes and is coming for you, so you'd better repent. No, Habakkuk's words are trained on God. He calls God to account. Do you not see what we see down here? How long will we cry out and nothing change? And remarkably, God answers him. He says, write this down in plain language, in plain letters that can be read even by someone running fast. Write past. Kind of think of those electric signs, right? You try to read while you're driving past them. Yes, your deliverance is delayed, but it is coming. You can trust that there is a time in the future when the proud will be thrown down and righteousness will prevail. It may seem like it's taking a long time, but it's on its way. Be patient. Today we might ask, how long, O Lord, must we be patient? Habakkuk lived 6 centuries or so before Jesus, and he is told to wait. And in the parable we read just a couple of weeks ago, Jesus commends the persistent widow, telling the disciples that justice would indeed come quickly. And we live 2,000 years after that parable. We're still waiting. How long indeed? Totenfest is a service that brings to the fore the waiting that defines our faith. At this service, we remember those who lived faithful lives which ended before God's promises were fully realized, just as Habakkuk and his people did. We commend the faith and faithfulness of those we have lost as we remember them today. And we continue their patient vigil, holding on to the same hope that promises which have not been fulfilled in part through the ages will one day come in their fullness. In Jesus Christ, God's kingdom came near and was inaugurated among us. He died, rose again, ascended, and said he'd come again, and as of yet, he hasn't. Years pass. We raise children. We say goodbye to loved ones. We grow old ourselves. Generations pass. We light candles. How long, O Lord, how long? But we do not despair, because this question is itself a statement of faith. How long, O Lord, how long is a prayer that anticipates that the awaited day will eventually come. What is more, prayer presupposes that someone out there hears us. As theologian Pamela Cooper White writes, there is no lament without a foundation of faith. Grief, sorrow, despair can all exist alongside a void of faith, but argumentative lament presupposes that someone is listening. We know the injustice, violence, and pain of this world are not how God wants it to be. We await another kingdom governed by different values, God's values. And we hold to hope that though that kingdom seems to tarry, though there is delay, God's promises are true. And we will live by faith until they are fully realized. Now we continue in faith not because we are naive and expect that we will reform the whole world, and not because we think the world will reward us for our patient work. We continue because God has given us a glimpse of a bigger picture, that there is more to come. And we don't understand why the story seems to have stalled in perpetual waiting. But we know that God is good. And what is more, if we have eyes to see, there are mercies all around us, small mercies that can strengthen us to remain faithful as we wait for the day that Habakkuk wrote down on that tablet. an appointed time when God's justice, mercy, and goodness will reign among us. For today, we will remember those we have loved and lost and celebrate their faithfulness as they awaited the promises that are now theirs in full. Thanks be to God. Amen.